Welcome back. This is Chris from Canada, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 45 in January of 2015, just getting the year started. So right off the bat, if you want to leave me feedback, send me some tracks, you can do so at chris@insomniaradio.net. You can also follow us on Twitter, IR_Canada. And of course, check out the website for all the show notes, links to all the great bands and all that wonderful stuff. And to kick off the show, we've got some good news. Got an email last week from the manager at a community radio station in Australia. So starting this Wednesday, that would be February the 4th, I believe, we will be airing on Radio Galari, which is FM 99.7 in Broome, Australia, at 11 p.m. their time, which I believe works out to be about 10 a.m. on Wednesday Eastern Standard Time. So great news. So if you're tuning in from there, drop me a note, let me know what you think of the show and what you'd like to see in the future. So we've got lots of great tracks, a little interview, lots of great stuff going on today. So let's get rolling into some great music. Great little band there. That was July, and they are from Brampton, Ontario, and they've told me they've got some new stuff coming out. This is from their last album still, so hopefully they will send me some new stuff. That track was Right Here For You, and if you want to check out more from these guys, you can check out their Tumblr page, julytheband.tumblr.com, and you can also follow them on Twitter, which would be at julytheband. Yep, July the Band, at July the Band. So I actually know Andrew from this group, and he left me the first track back in, or first track, the album that I've been playing from back in the end of August. So looking forward to some new stuff from these guys. Up next, I have a track that NJ Taylor sent in to me. I have played some of her stuff before. So we're going to play the acoustic track for So You. Check it out.
Learn about you and me. You've been busy out there, but you're never right here. I just wonder where I stand. I see what you're going through. Let me know if we're one or two. Can't you see in my eyes? I'm dying inside. I'm longing for your touch to free me up. So you, you've been on all night, but you, you're never around, and I feel like I'm falling down. You're never ever around, boy. You're never around, boy. You're never around. So you, you're always on my mind, but you, you're never. So confused, you and your lame excuse. Oh, but I must confess, we're a beautiful mess. So open up before I'm through with you. So you, you've been on my mind. So you keep me up all night, but you, you're never around, and I feel like I'm falling down.
As I said before, the track that came to me from NJ Taylor, she sent it to me as I'd played her in the past. I'm very excited to hear the rest of this album. Hopefully it'll be just as good. Chose the acoustic track this time, want to play something a little different from her. And Yeah, so if you enjoyed that, you really should go check out more of her music over at mjtaylor.com. She's also on Facebook and Twitter. I do follow her on both places. And that new track, if you really enjoyed it, is also available out on iTunes. And it's also going to be my track that I have submitted this week to the Association of Music Podcasting. So you should go check out show 478 next week, hosted by Ro from The Dark Compass. Great voice to listen to. So I have a track I played last week. There's a reason I'm playing the track again. I'm going to follow it up by talking to the band. So enjoy this track from San Felix, and then we'll talk to them for a bit after.
We're here with Chris from Ontario. Chris, how's it going?
Nice for the reverse intro.
Switch it up, you know.
So, who are the members of San Felix?
Well, this is Brett Franklin.
Yes, I see.
My name's Ian.
The role reversal.
My name is Mark.
My name is Nick, but I wanted to be called Brett.
And I'm Brett.
And who plays what, or, you know, does vocals?
Ian plays the guitar and sings. Brett sings as well and plays keys.
Brett is our Renaissance man.
Nick is on drums and percussion, and myself, I play the bass.
So how would you guys class your music?
Rock and something.
Well,
rock and something.
Nobody can call themselves rock musicians anymore because of, you know, that Nickelback thing. Like, they made it so that if anybody actually embraces the true virtues of rock and roll, you're automatically a douchebag. So now everybody's into this non-rockist movement, which has kind of taken up the name of indie rock. So that's kind of, that's what we would call it.
We'll go indie. We can say alternative.
There's kind of, you're a douchebag.
I wouldn't go prog rock.
Art rock? ish.
Art rock?
No, definitely not.
No, definitely not hard rock.
She's heard us, guys. You can't just lie to her.
Yeah, I have heard yourself, and I'm pretty sure I've already played one of your tracks on the show, so
yeah.
People are going to get to hear more of your tracks after this interview.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we just released exciting. I Was a Vulture on Friday, January 30th, to the online.
And I was listening to it just before the interview.
Ooh, what did you think?
Not bad.
Not bad.
It was recorded and produced by Mr. Sam Weber out of Victoria, British Columbia. Mastered by Ryan Morey from Montreal.
Oh, getting all over the world, are we?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Pretty exciting for us. I know Sam Weber has kind of made a name for himself out here on the West Coast. So getting to work with him, he's a guitar prodigy player.
He's basically like the avatar of Bruce Springsteen.
Actually, he had a spread in Guitar Player magazine. Not kidding.
Yeah, that's true. He did when he was
seven.
I think he was about 17, and he was featured in had a feature in Guitar Player magazine. But along with playing music, he's been trying his hand at producing a lot of great bands from Victoria. And we were kind of lucky to get on board with that and have Sam record, I guess, two EPs with us. And then this one, the one that was that we're releasing in the spring, come April, which has the I Was a Vulture track on it. We had it mastered kind of cool, had it mastered in Montreal.
With Ryan Morey, who's just very good at writing emails. Very good at writing emails.
Very, very handsome for what I
was thinking. Yeah, it was cool. Sam's got he's got an in with like the nicest sort of studio in Victoria called Infinity Studio, and then we did all the drum tracking there with a Tom drum that was owned by Deep Purple, and then we did the rest in a carpentry studio that's owned by Sam's dad.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we inhaled a lot of sawdust. You can really see that gritty vocal tone that you want, you know. We all sounded like Stevie Nicks at the end.
Lots of big names you're dropping there.
Yeah.
Yeah, did we mention that Ryan Morey mastered Arcade Fire's Funeral, if you've heard of that album?
Oh.
This name has been dropped.
Yeah. Name drop. Yeah, that was exciting.
It's always good when you can name drop and, you know, you've actually met somebody or worked with stuff that they've worked with.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to think that someone that has worked on an album as successful as Funeral has kind of touched your album in ways that...
Let's face it, nobody knows what mastering is.
It was really, yeah, it was
people.
It was pretty exciting for us.
So other than the new EP coming out this spring, do you guys have any more plans to tour?
We're going to be touring... throughout March, we're doing the Weekend Warrior thing, so we've got about 8 dates lined up on the West Coast to herald the new album, or the EP, and then we're contemplating our summer plans right now. We might get out to Ontario again, we might go down south to the United States. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, there's lots of good places out London and Hamilton to play, so...
We had a lot of fun when we were in London and Hamilton and everywhere. There was just, like, so many nice people.
Yeah, it's where you... You hook up with a couple of the bands from out this way and do a couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Steel Town was a real treat. I really anticipate the next time that we can go to the Hammer.
The Iron City.
Every show we played in Ontario was super fun. Like, all the bands we played with couldn't have been more welcoming, and there's a lot of talent there that we barely scratched the surface in terms of venues and bands we could have played with and could have seen. So, yeah, it was pretty cool for us. Just a few guys from a little island in BC to come out and play in Ontario. So that was great. Yeah, the show in Stratford, name drop, played at Monforte. I think that was our first...
Monforte was the first show of the tour.
That was our first show of the tour. That was our kickoff.
And that's a pretty tiny place.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice little intimate show.
Very good cheese, though.
Oh, and man. We left very full that night, for sure.
And
full of love.
So much of
Who did you get to play with there?
We played with a cover band called Tangerine Inc. I don't know. They've been tearing it up in Stratford, I hear.
We've seen the Facebook posts.
And our childhood friend Tyler Fitzpatrick currently resides in Stratford and plays in Tangerine Inc. So it just kind of made sense that his band would open. Tyler also continued on to play lead guitar for us when we were on tour in Ontario as well.
Tyler Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Pepper Spray.
So next time I see him in Stratford, which will probably be sometime in the next couple of weeks, I'll have to let him know that his name has been dropped a few times in the show.
Yeah. So I feel like Pepper Spray.
But don't try and startle him.
We hear you on the
radio. Trigger high.
He startles easily.
Yeah. That's why we call him Pepper Spray.
So is there any other music-related type stuff as far as the band goes you guys want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about influences.
Sure.
Because as far as I'm concerned, there's a basket
of influences.
Of influences. Like, I know one of Ian's favorite bands.
Sam Weber.
Is Sam Weber.
Also known as Sam Springsteen.
Mark, what was your favorite band in high school?
Oh, you know what?
Let me guess. Metallica.
No.
Cookie and Cambria.
No.
What?
No.
The Raconteurs.
I don't know.
You're really into that Raconteurs song.
I don't know what I was into in high school.
I remember in social studies 10, you showed me that Raconteurs song. And I was
Which one?
This is a whole new world for me.
What song would it have been?
Not Steady As She Goes.
Oh.
Nick was really into the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No. Were they?
Brett, what?
Hey, Chris, this was a horrible idea. These guys have no idea what they like.
Apparently. Let's see. High school for me was Rush, Aerosmith, The Pursuit of Happiness, which most people have never heard of.
Oh, I like The Pursuit of Happiness. I like that album, Love Junk. I listened to that over and over.
Love that album.
I was really into Silverstein. That's an Ontario band. They were like...
I didn't get into the small bands until I started podcasting.
Mm.
But I know members of Harum Scarum. Mm. Voodoo Chicken.
Voodoo Chicken.
Yeah, they were big early 90s, I think. They were from Oshawa.
Sweet. We didn't go to Oshawa. No.
I've always been a huge Sloan fan. I listen to a lot of Sloan. I think that really comes through in my harmonies, where I just kind of sing the same thing as Ian, but a third up or whatever. That's just like the only thing I do, and I stole that from them.
I think luckily for us, we share some of the same musical influences. Like, I know Ian and I both really, really like and relate to Modest Mouse.
Mm. I can relate to Modest Mouse.
It's really hard. You have to think about it. Yeah, so like kind of like...
You trace the lineage.
You spend enough time with us and listening to our music, like it's kind of weird and interesting. And I think a lot of that comes from like our writing style, which we kind of like to embrace as our own and unique, but like all partly would have to credit kind of funky, weird bands such as Modest Mouse.
You got through 23 years of your life without knowing who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are.
Motown? Just Sam and Dave, just all day long?
Sam and Dave.
Yeah. Nick, you don't need to know who the Chili Peppers are.
Everybody knows who Sam and Dave are. Nick is a graphic designer.
He is he?
Mm-hmm. He designs all of our band's logos and posters and other materials. It's actually...
handy to have somebody in-house to do it.
Yeah, we've probably spent, you know, upwards of $2,000 on the graphic design stuff at this point.
Nick's rate is really high, so...
So, out of curiosity... What other Vancouver or BC bands have you guys played with?
We have some really good friends by the name of Winston Wolf. That's like Wolf with an E. And they're very handsome and good at what they do. That's been a lot of fun.
I haven't played them, so you can tell them if they want to send me tracks, I might consider playing them.
Yeah, we'll tell them that they should drop you a line.
Absolutely.
Do you guys know Clueless Rulers?
Where are they from?
Vancouver?
No, we don't know Clueless Rulers
about it.
I have played them on the show before, and they keep saying, "When are you coming to BC?" And I'm like, "I can't afford to travel that far."
What kind of music do they play?
Rockin'
They're another rockin' something.
Yeah. We were lucky enough to play with a band called We Are the City. We played a show in November with them.
Previous winners of the Peak Performance Project.
Yeah, they actually won the Peak Performance Project out in Vancouver. How many years ago now?
It was the first one. It was like seven years ago or so.
But yeah, amazingly talented band. For us, playing with them was a pretty big deal. Who else have we played with?
The Ever Beardy Hawk and Steel. They're great. They're an excellent Victoria band.
Extra Beardy.
We played, last summer we played a few big music festivals out on the island. So we played Tall Tree Music Festival in June, up in Port Renfrew on Vancouver Island. So it's kind of a fishing surf town.
They had Dan Mangan and the Dudes. Who's another good headliner for that one?
The other headliner was
Pickwick.
Pickwick.
From
sweet.
Seattle.
Bodies is an excellent band.
Yeah.
Bodies is a really good band friend of ours. They're kind of underground, but they have just like this super sick sound in it. And everybody in Victoria just kind of knows that they're just like so good.
And they're always listening.
They have this guitarist named Paul, and he's just like the sexiest dude. Getting to play big music festivals last summer was really cool. Kind of getting, because we got to hang out with those bands.
We played a music festival with Bubba Sparxxx.
I actually didn't know Bubba Sparxxx until like the week before we played that festival, Rock of the Woods Music Festival, which is in Duncan, B.C., on Vancouver Island. And yeah, I don't know. Chris, are you familiar with Bubba Sparxxx by any chance?
Nope. I was just going through the show notes to see who else I'd played from BC, and nobody you've mentioned yet.
Well, Bubba Sparxxx is the dude that sings booty, 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 booty. That's all I know. That's the only part I know.
There's a morning show, Ethan Caleb from the Archers. That's a great up and coming band. They're like the National, except with less facial hair.
Maybe a little brighter.
See, what I think you can take from this, Chris, is that finding recognizable bands from British Columbia is so rare that when you actually hear of one, like us, who you're talking to right now, you know that it's something special.
So do you guys know Teen Days?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen them, yeah.
Yeah, I've played them. Heather Dorr, D-O-R-E.
No.
Sorry, Heather.
Sorry.
See what else I can pull up in the show notes. So I've got like 44 shows I've put out now, so remembering everybody I've played becomes a challenge.
Yeah.
Did you have Ableton Live?
Pardon? Whoa, She's a Babe?
Wait, I've seen that name somewhere. Haven't heard any music. But
no, they're not bad.
Mark has definitely seen that name somewhere.
Where are they from?
Sure.
How about...
I've just got BC listed on my website.
How about... have you played Bestie? Vancouver fan Bestie?
Nope.
Okay.
They're cool guys.
We played a festival with them.
I never... Have you heard of the Dart Brothers?
Nope.
They're defunct now, but they used to play this really good song called...
You never know, because they just might sneak up on you there.
Carmen and Camille.
Carmen and Camille.
Sorry, guys, no.
From Vancouver?
How about Carmana?
Yes, they are from Vancouver, BC.
See, Vancouver's way bigger than anybody from Victoria could ever admit.
Power desperate needs, I'm not sure. not alone.
So a big thank you to the guys from San Felix for sending me tracks and taking the time out of their schedule to do that little interview. It was much longer. Hopefully the edit down has been decent and that you guys all enjoyed it. So we're off for more great music and definitely more great music. So let's get it rolling. Fantastic little track. There was a band from Toronto, Ontario, Canada called Menage. They are a family trio. You have the brothers and the sister, and I'm guessing a couple other band members to fill out the sound. So you've got Gabriel and Basilo, and they've been playing together all through high school. They relocated to LA to do some stuff, and while they were doing that and getting some of their stuff played on EA Sports NASCAR video games, their sister, Bella, was hosting the MTV Portugal and doing her own solo tour in Europe. These guys eventually found themselves all in LA at one point in time, and decided to start writing music together for the first time since they'd found instruments under the Christmas tree in their parents' living room at one point in time. They had a song featured on the TV series Degrassi, and it's also been played on MTV Canada, and yeah. I played this track on show 477 of Amped. It was my submission for the week. I also hosted that week. So if you haven't checked out Amped, you really should. It's a music review for all the different podcasts that are out there that are in the association. It's a great little podcast to listen to because it's got a little bit from all the different hosts. So some of the different hosts every week, it's really great to go check out. So if you want to go check out Menage the Band, they have a website. And it is menagetheband.com, so go check them out. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and probably YouTube as well. So all those links will be in my show notes. So I think it's time for another track.
I'm okay, but I'm feeling like I've been missing something. There ain't nothing I can do without you. I think I'm alright, but it feels like I've been hit by something. There's something missing since I've been without you. So I dream another dream to make my heart feel where it's been. And now we face the world alone. Another day goes by, and I wait to wonder why. Another night with all my fears. Another day goes by. Think I'm okay, but I miss the part of being loved by someone. And there ain't no one that can take the place of you. I think I'm alright, and I'm trying hard to amount to something. Seems like nothing is okay without you. So I dream another dream to make my heart feel where it's been. And now we face the world alone. Another day goes by, and I wait to wonder why. Another night with all my fears. Another day goes by. Another day, another goes, day goes by, and I wonder if oh, you cry. Another night without you here. Oh, another day goes by. So I dream, so I dream another dream to make my heart feel where to make my heart. Another day goes by, and I wait to wonder why. Another night with all my fears. Another day goes by. Another day, another day goes by, and I wonder if you cry. I wanna hear another you night cry without you here. Another day goes by. Another day goes
another
by.
Day.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license. to protect the interests of the artists.
So that great little mellow track was from Chip Gull. He's from Woodstock, Ontario, not too far from me. And I've been trying to get some of his music since probably about show 5 or 6. And we just never seem to manage to connect to trade off a CD, which is a shame because he's got some great stuff. So if you want to check out more of his music, you can do so at chipgull.com. He's also on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, YouTube, all kinds of places. So this is from his CD, Me, Myself, and You, which I managed to borrow a copy of from a coworker who had played with Chip in the past. So thank you, Paul, for the loan of the CD so I could check out some of Chip's music and get into the show. And yeah, I do enjoy his stuff. So Chip, keep this in mind for future reference that it's, if you do get me stuff, I do play it. So thank you for letting me play some of your music on the show. Still got a couple more tracks for you today. Let's see what else we got coming up.
You can try, but you'll never tear me down.
So that great little track was by Daniel Bryant. He's from London, Ontario, and the track was You'll Never Tear Me Down. Daniel is somebody I have played in the past on the show, and he has sent me stuff. So, Daniel, when you get that new stuff you're working on finished, send it to me. If you want to check out more of Daniel's stuff, you can find him on Facebook, Daniel Bryant Music. He's also on YouTube and Twitter. So go check him out. Let him know you heard his music here on the show and that you'll liked his music. Absolutely. So we got one more track for you today, and then we're going to wrap this up. So this last band is Aviator Shades. The song is Chasing Sunsets. It is something I have played on past shows. Great little band. They are from Vancouver, BC, which is British Columbia. It's all the way out on the West Coast, which is also where San Felix is from. If you want to check out more of these guys, they have a Bandcamp page. So it's aviatorshades.bandcamp.com. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, and SoundCloud. So go check them out if you enjoy this last track. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you again for show 46. And I'll probably have another band interview for you there. Or maybe on show 47. Got to space them out, you know. So thanks for tuning in. My name's Chris. This has been Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 45.
Suitcase tied, and I'm not thinking about this anymore. This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.